Good morning. We're continuing the halachas of Chanukah. In a scenario where a person is not at home, where is the appropriate place for him to light? So the common issue which comes up is a person is at home for part of Chanukah, and then he goes away for part of Chanukah to visit by family, etc. We mentioned already that if a person is in town, and he goes out to eat for one just for the evening, if he eats out, so his true place of halakha is at his home, because that is really his makam achila and makam shina. The fact that he's eating out one time doesn't change that place into his makam achila. But here a person is going away, so the question is, what is his status? So if a person, as long as a person is at home, that is his makam halakha. So even if he's going to be eating and sleeping that night somewhere else, as long as he has not left his home yet, that is really his makam achila and makam shina. So there's no problem that even though he's going away for his Shabbos, and he'll be leaving Thursday night, but since Thursday evening when the time of halakha comes, he's still in his own home, he should light at home. Now the question comes, Motzi Shabbos, and he plans to come back home, where should he light? So a person in a scenario where he's local and he's planning to go back to his own home on Motzi Shabbos and it's a local visit is one question. And the question is where he's traveling from out of town. Let's say a person will be going to Lakewood, for example, and he has to drive back to Baltimore. So it'll be a few hours till he gets home. Should he light where he is or should he wait till he gets home to light later in the evening? And again, we paskin that the main halakha is for the Bnei Bayis who will be awake. They're traveling with him. So this is a machlokes, what to do in that scenario where a person is away for Shabbos and that became his makom and he still has not left there yet. So those can argue that since he already was there for Shabbos and over Shabbos, that did become his makom for Achila and Shina. So this, as long as he has not left there, he has not left his kviyas and he would be able to light in the place where he was for Shabbos. And he would light there, and then later on, travel back to his own home with no need to light again. And this is the opinion of Rosh Hashanah Zalman in Orbach Tzal, that as long as he's still in that place, that is his makom, and he's allowed to light there. Rav Moshe is quoted to have said, he was asked this question, and Rav Moshe Feinstein Tzal said that he should light back at his own home. So a person can possibly arrange that he should leave as quickly as possible to get home. So in that situation, that's what he should do. If he will arrive after Chatzos, and we mentioned the Malgaram quotes of Mashal says, we don't light after Chatzos. So even though Rimush himself paskins that he can light after Chatzos, but in this scenario where we have this potential place over here, in that situation he agrees if he gets home after Chatzos, he'll get home and the Bnei Bayis will not be awake, so then he should light before he leaves. I once saw a suggestion of making the chiluk in the following way. A bacher, when he calls money, he's in yeshiva, so that is really his makam right now for achila and shina, etc. But when he goes home, he's not considered a guest in his own home. He's considered part of the bayis. He's a member of the household, etc. So a bacher who is home, that becomes his makam, and there's no need for him to rush out on Motzi Shabbos to get back to yeshiva, or let's say Sunday evening to get back to yeshiva. He can light at home without a problem. However, a married child who has their own bayis is a guest. And that's where you have this machloikas, and therefore that's where Moshe's argument would be. That would be appropriate for a person, if possible, to go back, as long as he's getting back within a normal time frame. A person should preferably go back and not stick around and deal with that situation. Now, another type of case which comes up is even within the same city, but a person moves out of his house and moves in by his in-laws, let's say, for the duration of Chanukah. So there the Pri Chodesh says that's clearly that situation is that becomes his makom and he lights over there. Let's say he's only going for a day or two he's going to his in-laws, and they'll have a masiba there Thursday night, and he'll sleep over Thursday night. Friday morning, he'll be back. He'll go back to his own home. And he could theoretically leave at the time of Zman HaLakha, go back to his own home, but he took all of his Bnei Bayis over there. So what would the HaLakha be? Since he's eating and sleeping in that place, do we say that for this one night it becomes his mafim? Or you need Dafka if he's moving out for all of the 8 days of Chanukah, or at least right in the days of Chanukah? So this seems to be Machloikas, what the HaLakha is in that situation. So so Marsha says in regards to that, since for that one night this is his Makam Achila and Shina, he's moved out of his own home, there's nobody at home, and he's moved there for Achila and Shina, that becomes his Makam for that night. The Chazanish also passed in the same way. However, the Chayotim is Mashma that in a case he says his language is if he's Kabbalah Kol Yimei Chanukah Eitzel Aviv Shamu Beisoy. So if he moves in for all of the days of Chanukah, so he seems to say this halacha that would be true is only because he's really moved out of his house and moved in by his parents for the duration of Chanukah. Mishabura, when he quotes this halacha, does seem to say that is true. And Rabbi Yasha was medayik like that as well, and he held that in that situation a person should go back to his own home and light. Have a good day.